You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 23rd of February. An insane flurry. George Niang steals the night, but he really did it on defense. We'll show you how and why and when as the Jazz blow out the Hornets late. Mike Conley, an all-star, will break down his chances of getting that done. Look at some of the second half performances, and it's a power ranking Tuesday. It's all coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow! How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. This is Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz, giving you insight, expertise, geeky numbers, and hopefully making it way better to be a Jazz fan each and every day. But as I've said, I'm not sure I can make it any better than following a team that's won 20 of 22, 21 of 23 now, or whatever it is. The Jazz just have been absolutely remarkable. All right, I got home last night, and I wasn't quite sure what I had just seen. The Jazz blew out the Charlotte Hornets in the second half in pretty dominating performance. They win at 132-110. So if you were on betonline.ag, you covered. And I wanted to kind of walk through, sometimes when you call the game, it's like it goes to 7 and then it goes to 9 and then it goes to 12 and you're like, whoa, what just happened? And you didn't have enough time to analyze it. You're just calling it. And that's certainly what happened last night. So I got home last night and I went to kind of midway through the third. We were down 81-70 at one point, and that's where I picked it up. And here are some of the things I observed in that blitzkrieg of Jazz performances. And by the time it was over, the Jazz had outscored the Hornets 62-29 over 19 minutes of time. By the time the game was done, the Jazz were the first team in NBA history to have three players off the bench with 5 made threes or more. It was the third time in NBA history three teammates had scored 20 points off the bench, and 19 threes off the bench was the most ever. It's an NBA record, and the Jazz were one short of the all-time NBA record for threes in a game and set a new franchise record. It was pretty ridiculous. But I went back to kind of watch what happened. And I really just take it from when they're down 11 to up 19. So just that 30-point blast. And that's what it was. And this has become a signature of this team. We've talked a lot about the 10-0 runs. We've talked a lot about the 20-point leads. But this is what great teams do. So, honestly, it starts with Donovan. Rudy and Mike Conley go out. We're down 11 with 7 minutes left in the third. That's not a great script for us. LaMelo Ball goes out and Terry Rozier goes out. For them. And Donovan just comes out with a little juice. He just really starts pushing and asserting himself on the game. And that's what's so interesting about this run, because it'll be bookended by our stars and our depth in the middle. So Donovan deserves the first kind of credit for creating the energy. Donovan hits a three. Joe hits back-to-back threes on plays. Donovan then gets in the lane. And now it's like 86-80. And this is where actually George Niang makes a bunch of great defensive plays. We're going to talk about his 7-for-7 three-point shooting, but he makes a bunch of really, really good defensive plays that keep the Jazz connected to the Hornets. And so does Rudy, that allow the ultimate explosion to happen. The first is at 86-80. Bogdanović misses a three. They're in transition, which they had been all night. They were in transition early in the game, about 1 out of every 5 possessions. And Niang cuts off Ball in transition. Then he circles out, Ball does, to go one-on-one on
Niang and ends up having to take a 33-foot three. The Joe Ingles rebounds. Then Donovan gets in the lane. Favors makes a great play. Kicks out to Ingles, who's completely in rhythm at this point. I mean, Joe's now hit three threes in a very short period of time. And now it's 86-83. Rudy comes back in the ballgame at this point. And Monk makes an incredible layup on the next play. Rudy actually turns it over, drops the ball in those first few possessions. And it's, you know, we're still down five. Like, Ingles has hit three threes. This is like what we won't remember about this, is that Ingles has hit three threes. Donovan started getting us going, and we're still down a ton. We're still down 86-80 at this point, and then 90-85. Gobert turns it over twice in here where he doesn't make catches. Hayward comes back in. Like, there's a minute left in the quarter. We're still down five. And then Monk tries to go one-on-one on Gobert. It always fails. Not always, but it feels like it. He bails out of it, gives it to Bismack Biyombo, and Joe Ingles takes the charge. So a great defensive play by Niang, a great defensive play by Joe to take the charge, and Rudy to get Monk one-on-one. But yet we're still, you know, it's 90-88. Then Ball drives the next time, and Rudy cuts off Ball, and Ball has to go back out and take another three and misses, and Rudy rebounds. So we really amp it up defensively. A lot of connected, fabulous defensive plays. Again, another one. Niang cuts off. Ball comes off a pick. They switch. Niang switches on to Ball. At this point, it's a 93-90 game. We've now taken the lead. Niang cuts off Ball on a pick and roll on a switch. Clarkson connected defensively beautifully, has switched off of Ball and knows where the pass is going and gets the steal. But Niang is the one who switched out to make the play happen in the first place. Now starts a sequence where Jordan Clarkson is just awesome. Clarkson, off that turnover, just walks himself right into a three. It's now 96-90. Gordon Hayward hits a nice 16-footer. Clarkson comes in, unselfishly finds Niang in the corner for a three. It's now all of a sudden 99-92. We're up by seven, just like that. Play before that, Clarkson unselfishly finds Rudy Gobert for a dunk. Driving, Zeller comes up on a kind of discombobulated play. And so suddenly Jordan Clarkson, and then Clarkson buries a three. So there's a four-play offensive sequence where Clarkson finds Gobert for a dunk, walks himself into a three off a Ball turnover, finds Niang for a dunk, and then gets a gorgeous catch-and-shoot three off of Joe Ingles' assist. Now, Joe Ingles now starts to screw with Charlotte. And we're rolling. Now we're up 10. But Joe Ingles, with a beautiful... You know, the Jazz have now begun to figure out what Charlotte's doing. Rudy's only got one shot or two shots at this point of the game. They're switching, doubling, bringing shifts over. They're doing all sorts of stuff. Early in the beginning of the third, we look actually flustered for the first time during the game. We went down 11 right before we go on these explosions is actually when we look our worst. Joe Ingles with a beautiful ball fake then to Rudy clears Clarkson to open that up. Then the highlights just start rolling. Then Rudy Gobert blocks P.J. Washington from 3 feet on the right side, comes back and blocks Cody Zeller on the left side. It's one of the most remarkable plays I've ever seen. We're now up like just like that, 105-92. I mean, this starts, Joe Ingles takes the charge on Bismack Biyombo at 90-85. We're down five. With a minute left in the quarter. Niang hits the three. It's 105-92. So a 20-2 run in a span of 3 minutes and 22 seconds. And now it's just, I mean, it's over. The floodgates have opened, and we're coming. Back-to-back blocks by Rudy that were just incredible at the 9:04 mark. We get out and run. Clarkson with another assist, unselfishly moves it to Mike Conley for three. I mean, Jordan Clarkson at this one time can take 9 shots in 10 minutes and at another moment is clearly an unselfish player. It's an amazing combination. Conley hits the three. It's 108-92. Monk comes down, misses the three. Jazz bring it up. Ingles directs everyone to their spots. Niang's open for a corner three and hits it. It's 111-92. I mean, it was something. And the game's over. At the 8:32 mark, 111-92, and again, at the Biombo offensive foul, it was 90-85. So by the time that one's done, it's 26-2. It was really insane. But it doesn't, my point where I thought this was interesting to go back and watch, it doesn't actually start with that momentum. It actually starts with a bunch of really good defensive plays, a lot of really important, like, connected moat plays with Clarkson sliding in and Niang cutting guys off, and actually a bunch of kind of failed attempts before all of a sudden it just all went nuts, right? We're playing well defensively. Bogdanović misses a three. Ingles misses a layup. Ingles hits a three. Gobert turns it over on 2 of 3 possessions while in the middle, Conley misses a three. Like, we're not like, we weren't, it wasn't like easy peasy. We actually were making the run defensively and doing all the right things and still down 90-85. And then boom. We'll dig into it a little bit more, talk about Mike Conley's potential all-star and the rest. Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling is your daily 15-minute show on the world of gambling. It's brought to you by our friends at betonline.ag. With the promo code Locked On, you can go to betonline.ag and get a 50% welcome bonus. You can play all sorts of fun things. While the football season might be over, BetOnline still got awards, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds, props on anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all those news items. Scores, odds, the best way to place your bet. Free sign up. They also had whether Jim Boeheim would pick his nose last night. Hey, they're having fun every now and then. They have the next coach to be fired. Dwayne Casey's actually high on that list, which was too bad for me. Quinn Snyder, Luke Walton is the leader at plus 250. Then Dwayne Casey at 275, then Scotty Brooks at plus 300. I had a dream the other night that I was GM of the Jazz and we signed Scott Brooks to solve our backup point guard problem. I didn't know we had a backup point guard problem, but that was the dream. My subconscious GM needs to be fired because he is signing 50-year-old point guards. I texted Scotty and laughed about it. Quinn Snyder, by the way, is plus 2,000 or 20,000 to get to be the next coach fired. He's the least likely of the group, along with Greg Popovich. Go to betonline.ag. Have a little fun with all that. We told you yesterday, if you missed it, the conference futures on the Eastern Conference is now Brooklyn at 125, bet 100 to get 125. Brooklyn or Milwaukee at plus 350. Lakers are plus 140. Clippers plus 275. Jazz plus 400. Nuggets plus 1,400. So the real separation. There. It's all brought to you by betonline.ag. Built Bar has a new bar out that I think they might have sold out of it already. It's great. Like, it's legitimately great. It's the best one. Yeah, coconut brownie bites. They come up with these creative flavors. They keep trying. They keep doing all these things. And it keeps getting better. It's really impressive what Built Bar has been doing with their creative flavors. Coconut almonds, everyone's favorite on the nut end of things on the staff. Also, I grab my Built Bar throughout the day, give myself a little boost, 130 calories, don't have to worry about health, tastes like a candy bar instead of a protein bar, 2.5 fat grams, 4 carbs, 4 sugar, 6 fiber, and 17 protein grams. It's an incredible combination. There's also Built Bites, which is the new one that's out there with apple almond crisp and coconut almond, a lot of the same flavors. all for you. The Built Bites are a little bit smaller version for you. You can grab those. And they right now, if you buy a box of Built Bars, you end up with a 18-bar box. You get a free Built Boost for a limited time. Use the promo code Locked On. Candy bar, protein bar, it's hard to tell. It's Built Bar. We give you the daily rundown in sports in 20 minutes or less. It's Locked On Today, every day with host Peter Bukowski. It's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's I had a few more things I want to touch on from the game, then we'll talk about Mike Conley's. I want to run through our ratings per quarter. It's pretty funny last night. So I was actually really concerned last night because everyone's like, oh, well, I knew it was coming. I actually didn't. We didn't defend Charlotte very well last time. So when we allowed a defensive rating of 129.6 in the first quarter and then allowed a defensive rating in the second quarter of 123, I actually really began to wonder whether we could stop these guys. So at halftime, if you looked at our kind of our breakdown of defensive ratings, we had a 120 defensive rating with Gobert on the floor. Now, it was better than just about anybody else, but that's not like us. A 135 with Gobert off the floor. Interestingly, this is a great example of Rudy's value that we don't always understand. So Rudy took one shot in the first half, seemingly was completely kind of off. The offensive rating for the Jazz was best when Rudy Gobert was on the floor in the first half at a 130. Because they were just overcommitting to his role, and his gravity at the rim was having such an impact. Then all of a sudden the third quarter comes, and Charlotte's offensive rating is an 88.5. I mean, this is where we just have this one dominant quarter. Our offense, as I kind of showed there, was not great in the third. Actually, the exact opposite in that quarter. Rudy's offensive rating was a 77.8. We were far better once we got Favors and Ingles and Clarkson and Niang on the floor in the end of that quarter. And then the fourth quarter, our defensive rating was a 71. So our second half, we're going to talk, everyone's going to want to talk offense and threes, and they should. It was historic. But our second half defensive rating was an 81.1. Our second half defensive rating with Rudy on the floor was a 79.5. With Clarkson on the floor was a 64. I talked about how great George Niang was defensively. 54.5 with George Niang on the floor. Really, just fabulous second half defensive effort by the Jazz, who did not really, honestly, did not have a very good defensive first half. Rudy contested 20 shots last night. He had 6 blocks. The defensive numbers are not up yet from the NBA on what team shot when Rudy was defending. And if you missed it, and I guess I'm assuming you know some of these things, I shouldn't be. George Niang, 7 of 7 from 3. Jordan Clarkson, 5 of 10. Joe Ingles, 7 of 10. If you want to hear some of the action, we have the Jazz Game Rewind is on the Jazz Radio. Utah Jazz Radio podcast has Jazz Game Rewind. You can catch some of the action. I'm not sure if I was appropriately excited or not. I always think, oh, I might not have been excited enough. Then I go listen to my columns. Like, oh, I guess I was. Rarely have I been accused of not being excited enough. Joe Ingles last night, plus 32. 7 of 10 from the field. All right, we're going to run through a few of the what we call Locked On Nows, which is the events of last night, because there were a bunch of games that have impact on us, and we'll hear what our local experts on the biggest stories were saying about those games. But first, I wanted to address Mike. All-Star bids are going to come out today. I think it comes out pretty cleanly. So I think that this really gets to be very simple. So Donovan and Rudy make the team. Anthony Davis makes the team. Paul George makes the team. Dame Lillard makes the team. Devin Booker makes the team. Those 6 to me are guaranteed. Donovan, Rudy, Anthony Davis, Paul George, Dame Lillard, and Devin Booker. The next spot becomes either Zion, Chris Paul, or Mike Conley. I'll be interested to see how the coaches vote on that. The coach's sympathetic vote is for Mike Conley that he just deserves an all-star bid after all this point in his career. Chris Paul is the most obviously impactful that you have to game plan for. And Phoenix is great right now. They're 20-10. They were not good last year. I know they had the bubble run, but what Chris Paul's done for that franchise is complete, and Jay Crowder is completely transformative. They've won 9 of 10. And New Orleans is not very good. They're 13-17, but boy, Zion is a beast. My guess is that Zion actually gets that spot. The best chance, interestingly, I think for us a little bit, is that Chris Paul gets that spot. Then what happens, so I think Chris Paul or Zion gets that spot, and I don't think Mike Conley gets the nod today. Unless that when the coaches were voting, there was just such a Jazz roar. Frankly, I thought there was a good case that Jordan Clarkson probably deserves a shot in there. Once that's done, then Anthony Davis will not play in the All-Star game, and there'll be a commissioner selection later this week probably for who the last piece of the All-Star team is. And if it just feels like it's going to be tough for Mike. If it's Chris Paul or Mike, then it's Adam Silver choosing against the guy he negotiates against, head of the union. You don't really want to get him upset. Or it's Zion, who's the number one marketing piece in the NBA. So we'll see, but I'm not incredibly hopeful that things are going to go Mike Conley's way tonight. Not because he's not deserving, just because I think it'll be tough to see. All right, let's after every game, our Locked On experts give you a bunch of breakdown on ball games. This was a stunner in LA between Washington and the Lakers. Here's Anthony Irwin.
Anthony Irwin here for Locked On Lakers, recording a Locked On Now. An instant reaction to the Lakers losing in overtime to the Washington Wizards. That is apparently the fifth win in a row for Washington. The Lakers have now lost 4 out of 5 and are really kind of searching for, I wouldn't go so far as to say answers, so much as they're just looking for a way to just crawl and slide into the home plate that is the All-Star break. They look exhausted. LeBron is taking step-back three-pointers against Davis Bertans and the likes of him. So the Lakers, they need another ball handler. They will hopefully get one back when Dennis Schroeder comes back on Friday. But until then, this just isn't a very good basketball team right now. It is what it is. That's going to do it, though, for this Locked On Now. It was going to be a lot shorter. I was just going to hop on here and say bleep and then walk off, but I guess I have to kind of try to recap this a little bit. But that's basically the sentiment around the organization right now. It's just bleep, and then let's get to the All-Star break. That's going to do it, though. We'll talk to you later on Locked On Lakers.
So they really are struggling, and there's no question that they are on the short end of things right now. Let's switch to the other side of things where the Phoenix Suns are absolutely rolling. Here's Brendan Kleen.
Brendan Kleen here from Locked On Phoenix Suns. As you can see, fans trickling out of the stadium. Probably a lot left earlier. A blowout victory by the Phoenix Suns. 132-100 over the Portland Trailblazers. Really nobody besides Damian Lillard showed up in red tonight. A disappointing performance for them, but an incredible win for the Suns, who again are victors 3 straight times here this weekend. A Western Conference slate they needed to pick up W's on, and they won all 3. Blowouts in all 3 games. The Suns hitting their stride now, cementing their spot in the Western Conference, beating Portland, who was sort of coming up behind them a little bit, tied with them actually heading into this stretch of games. And so a much needed win for a variety of reasons, but a huge win, a statement, so to speak. Devin Booker misses just 5 shots, has twice as many points as field goal attempts, and just an all-around blowout. A real statement by the Suns in this one. For more on this team, listen to Locked On Suns wherever you listen to podcasts.
And our final one we'll check in on tonight is the performance of the that came in from the Dallas Mavericks, as the Mavericks may be finding their stride. As we talked about the number one offensive team in the NBA yesterday when we saw our trends, they win last night with a pretty impressive blowout win over the Memphis Grizzlies, 102-92 last night. 29 for Tim Hardaway. They're getting their balance. They're getting their offense rolling through that one. All right, Power Ranking Tuesday next as we continue. Today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai, located at 4646 South State Street, also in Logan and in Linden. It's our good friends over at Hyundai. Hyundai, by the way, also owns Genesis. And if you watch Tony Finau this weekend, boy, did those cars look completely gorgeous. But that's the same company that's making the great Palisade. I see a bunch of Palisades out there. I'm jealous every time I see one. That is a really fabulous car. I've enjoyed it every time I've driven it. Right now, I've got a Tucson, which has got incredible deals going on at Murdoch Hyundai on the Tucson right now for you if you're the smaller SUV. And then the Santa Fe is like, we have two of them. My son's actually back in town, and we literally look like a Hyundai car dealership in our driveway. We've got two Santa Fes and a Tucson right now in our driveway. But Hyundai's got the big deal event going on right now, 0% APR for 6 years on this 2020 Santa Fe's and the 2020 Sonatas. The 2021 Tucson, which I'm driving right now, is also 0% for 60 months. And so great, great deals going on right now at Murdoch Hyundai. If you're going to stop by, please give me a buzz first and email me at dlock09. We'll set you up. We just got somebody into a brand new Palisade the other day. Love having you get that VIP experience. No need to go to the dealership and kind of wonder who's going to help you and what's going to go on. Let's set it up beforehand and get you the best deals we possibly can. Email me at dlock09@gmail.com and stop by your local Hyundai dealership. Today's show is also brought to you by grip6.com, the great belt company. The men's honeycomb belt is just $49. It's got the great honeycomb buckle with whatever strap you want to put on it. Plus, Locked On promo code gets you 15% off. They have the brand new chess series. If you're a chess player, these are really fun. They've got belt buckles that look like that have chess pieces inside of them. And then the straps. They've also got the great new wallets that everyone uses loves. I've got a bunch of emails from listeners about that. And the Grip 6 wool socks are available for you. The belts, they're fabulous. They're engineered without holes, flaps, or bulk, so they fit nicely. If you've got a little bit of a bigger stomach than some other guys, they'll fit perfectly to you and not give you that kind of pinch that all the other belts do because you're fitting it to what fits you instead of where the holes are. It's all at grip6.com. I tell you what, the honeycomb is probably the one I wear the most. The Ninja Black Belt, which they were sold out of earlier, is probably the highest level. The Carbon Fiber series is the ones that I wear with my suits. I love the forged carbon fiber belt. Looks pretty cool. The dark matter belt's the one I have that's sold out, but also the silver glass belt, pretty sweet as well. So those are the nicer ones, a little more expensive in the carbon series if you want something to wear with your suit. And then the conservation series has got the honeycomb belt I wear all the time. They've also got some cool looks with the salmon, the buffalo belt, and the new chest pieces are there for you as well. It's all at grip6.com. Use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 15% off. Locked On NBA will walk you through all the exciting games of the action each and every night, so make sure you go grab Locked On NBA. When you're done with Locked On Today and your Locked On Bets, we just want all your time. All right, let's do Power Ranking Tuesday. We'll start with our good friend Colin Ward-Henniger, who I've never met before, but he had the Jazz number one first, and I think this could be our last week as number one. I think the Brooklyn Nets are charging hard, so we'll see. And we are number one. Utah merged 2-1 against the league's top best teams, beating the 76ers, splitting with the Clippers. The win over the Clippers came with Paul George and Kawhi on the sideline, and both were back for Friday's match. Donovan F. Mitchell was heroic. Another silver lining is Mike Conley returned, and the Jazz have won 20 of 22, and they're still number one on the power rankings. Number two, Brooklyn. Number three, the Clippers. Number four, Phoenix. Number five, the Lakers, slipping all the way down to five. You heard Anthony Irwin talking earlier how much they're struggling. Six, Portland. Seven, Toronto. Eight, Philadelphia. Nine, Milwaukee. 10, the Spurs. Denver, just with a massive slide here. Celtics as well, 11. Denver down to 13th in the CBS Power Rankings. Let's go to John Schumann, NBA.com. He always does kind of the best job. I always love the little pieces he has in there. Plus-minus player of the week is Chris Boucher of Toronto. It's plus 56. Worst is De'Aaron Fox, minus 61. Teams of the week, Brooklyn 5-0. The West is now winning 57% of their games against the East because the East last week was 20-8 against the West. Surprising. Toughest strength of schedule so far, Sacramento. The Lakers have had the easiest, so they'll have a tough second half of the season. Let's see what we've got here. The Jazz hold number one. They survived slow starts in the last three games, overcoming deficits against the Heat, Sixers, shorthanded Clippers. They raised a 15-point deficit against full squad Clippers. He writes about the Clippers attack. Derek Favors and then one at Bojan Bogdanovic. He's got great stuff. On the other end of the floor, Jazz had a season-low 13 assists, just 15 catch and shoot three attempts after averaging 27. All the things we've talked about. John's great. He's just on it. This was the Jazz, just the seventh game in the 20-2 stretch. The Jazz was within 5 points in the last 5 minutes. They have led 14 of the 22 by 20 or more, and they rank second both defensively and offensively over those 6.5 weeks. The Jazz still haven't lost at home since December, and they'll host the champs this week. The Jazz has won still. Brooklyn at 2, the Lakers at 3, Phoenix at 4, Clippers at 5, 76ers 6, Milwaukee 7, Portland up at 8. This is where some of those teams, Denver he holds at 9, but slipping San Antonio at 10, Warriors 11, Toronto at 12. ESPN's power ranking still holds the Jazz at 1. Clippers are 2, Lakers are 3, Brooklyn is 4, Phoenix is 5. So clearly everyone's got the top 5 in the NBA right now. Then there's some mix and match. Sixers at 6 and the Bucks at 7. Portland 8, Denver 9, San Antonio at 10. All right, so the power rankings, again, the top 5 are all the same on all 5 as the Suns have worked their way into that group and are pretty consistent. And the question is just after 1 and 2, what order you have. After 1, actually, where you have everybody, because ESPN has the Clippers and Lakers ahead of Brooklyn still. Now let's see what the numbers say. We'll go to 538 first. The current ranking, the Jazz are number 1 in the league. Clippers are 2. Suns are 3. Bucks are 4. 76ers 5. Where are the Lakers? Nets 6. Nuggets 7. Raptors 8. Celtics 9. Lakers 10. On their current rating. Full strength rating, the Jazz are at 1, the Clippers are at 2, the Nets are at 3, the Bucks at 4, Lakers are at 5. Projected record, the Jazz, this is big. They project the Jazz to have a 4-game edge on the Clippers and a 6-game edge on the Lakers. With last night's little fall by the Lakers last night, and the Jazz play the Lakers with a 4-game up in the loss column right now. Already. Clippers and the Jazz have the tiebreaker on the Clippers. Jazz, according to 538, who have been known to miss who's going to win things every now and then, the Jazz are pretty dominating for the number 1 seed. Suns are at the 4 seed. Nuggets still at 5. Blazers at 6. Spurs at 7, Mavericks are 8, Warriors 9, Grizzlies 10 for the play-in game. Over in the East, they have the Nets as the number 1 seed at 47 wins, the Jazz at 54 and 18. And finally, let's look at Basketball Reference. They're projecting the Jazz to, they have not projected the second half of the schedule we talked about last time because of the fact that they, until they have the second half schedule, the Jazz are by far the number 1 team in the NBA. It's not even close. Milwaukee SRS is 2. Clippers are 3. Suns are 4. Lakers are 5. So they still have Milwaukee very high. Brooklyn is 6. Denver still comes out well at 7, despite all the worry everybody else has for Denver. Toronto at 8. Philadelphia at 9. Indiana 10. Then the Warriors at 11 and Boston at 12. All right, that's your Power Ranking Tuesday. That's your rundown of the Jazz win. That's your check-in on Locked On Nows. And now it's time for you to go listen to today's edition of Locked On Today. Have a great one. Tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of podcast Locked On Today.